just continue just some of the last part, the last section. Everyone have it? Karakemach, the entry of Rosh Hashanah. Hayom Hazeh. We might skip a little bit here because of the time, but we'll do the most of it. Hayom Hazeh, Kadosh Hashem Mechubad. The Pasuk is a Pasuk in Yeshaya from Haftarah of Yom Kippur. It's actually referring to Yom Kippur. But he's applying it to Rosh Hashanah. I guess Rosh Hashanah Kippur are Me'inyan Echad. This it also says a pasuk in Ezra and Nehemiah, Ki Kadosh Hayom Vadoneinu, like we have in the period as well, in the davening. The day is holy. So he's using the pasuk here in Yeshaya. Kadosh Hashem Mechubad, Ki Uma'ula Umakudash Be'inyano. Rosh Hashanah is considered to be elevated and sanctified in a very special way, in its own unique way. Not only the day of Rosh Hashanah, says Rabbeinu B'chaye, Gam HaChodesh HaZeh, Mekudash. We're entering in a few days, Chodesh Tishrei, tomorrow night, Chodesh Tishrei. The whole month of Tishrei is an elevated, sanctified Chodesh. U'miyuchad l'mitzvus harbe. It's very designated for mitzvahs, hu shekra uhu takif b'mitzvahs, that Chazal darshan, it's called Yerach HaEsanim. Yerach HaEsanim, Eitan means to be strong, right? Avram Avinu is called, another name of Avram is Eitan HaEzrachi. We have in the period of Rosh Hashanah, Od Yiskar Lanu Ahavas Eisan Kama Adoneinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our Master, you should remember for us the love of Avram. U'Rabbein HaNekad, who is that? Yitzchak Yashbis Medainenu. He should put an end to those who are coming to judge us, to prosecute us. Ubischus Hatam, which is of course Yaakov Yotzi, Hayom, Oyom, Oyom is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hayom is the day, it's Tzedek Dinenu, Ki Kadosh Hayom Adonenu. So it's Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But the Yerach of Tishrei is called Yerach HaEsanim. That's why, because it's takif of mitzvahs, it has strength of mitzvahs. Mimashe Kasuv, the Yerach HaEsanim, Pasuk in Melachim, Yerach HaEsanim Bechag. U'kishem she'mispar shvi, yesh lo maila v'yisvan ashar misparim. You know that the number 7 has a certain maila to it over other numbers. Every number is unique, but Sheva is its own special number. And we know Shabbos is the Yom HaShvi, and the Russian Sabeya, Sabeya, being satisfied, full. So there's a maila to 7. Kach yesh l'chodesh hazem, u'la maila b'mitzvah ashar chadashim. It's the 7th month, and it has the maila, it's Sabeya, in terms of all the different chagim, shavino heges bo mitzvos rabos, or the mitzvos that are connected to Chodesh HaShvi, Rosh Hashanah, Shofar, Yom HaKippurim, Sukkah, Lulav, Arava, Nisach HaMayim, Beis HaMikdash. Arava is also Beis HaMikdash. Gam b'muhus HaChodesh, now he goes into the constellations, uv'mazolo, in the mazel of Tishrei, which is a scale, yesh lanu esoros gadol shu'u moznayim, which is a scale, but Roma is pe'ulas hayom hazeh shekom ma'aseh habrios mishkolim b'moznayim. Everybody's deeds are weighed. Lasis lish kedrachav v'kifri ma'alolav yemyahu lamed beis. Okay, I want to skip a little bit. He's going to go into some yanim of, I don't fully understand the exact symbols of each month and the muzzin of that and how one leads to the other. So we'll go down a little bit. And he gets through dagim, which is adar. And then this is a pekach einacho re'e. It's about 7-8 lines from the bottom. Pekach einacho re'e ki bar remes hazeh b'shmos ha-mazolos. La'medcha ki af b'shekoach ha-mazolos gadol ma'od. The koach of the mazol of each month is great. B'shem palim pu'oseya b'shem yisrim e'breishis. And each mazol does its thing from the way it was set up at the time of the creation. The ha'olam ha-shafel misnaig b'hem. The world below is affected and conducts itself according to cycles of the mazolos. That's what he says. Hinei yesh aleim koach elyon, but there's a power above everything, which of course is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, koach Hashem Yizbarach. K'maymer hakasav, like it says in Koheles, ki gavoa mi'al gavoa shomer u'gvoim aleim, which means there's a hierarchy, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on top of everything. V'hu mashpia hakoach. In other words, the Shefa that comes through the Mazalos is coming through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's Mashpia, U'mevato HaKoach Yertzono, and at will he can be Mevato the Koach. Uba v'limed ot yuliyus ala manish es adam v'gomlo l'fi ha'maisim ha'nishkalim b'moznayim. The idea of the moznayim is also to show you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is making a din v'cheshbon according to a person's deeds, lo l'fi ha'mazolos. In other words, what happens to a person is a function of the din of Rosh Hashanah, not the forces of the mazolos. V'al kei nivchar ha'chodesh hazeh. Dafka this month, she'mazolo moznayim, Shiyabo Yom Hadin, Shayadin Bo Koyitsuri Olam, Kamosh Anu Amin Bitfila, Hayom Harasalam, Hayom Yambe Mishpah Koyitsuri Olamim, Kivadim Kavadim, etc. He goes and explains, Yomar, Hayom Harasalam, we saw this in the beginning of the essay, Siisha Hara, what's Haras Olam? Like a woman pregnant, Hayoshevis Bisakana, there's a risk, there's a sense of Sakana, Hayom Yambe Mishpat. Why? Al Shem Shanam Harishon, this is a medrash that the Ran quotes in Rosh Hashanah as well. That the first din occurred on Rosh Hashanah after the chait of Adam Rishon Beis Hadas, he was nidon b'yom Rosh Hashanah on this Alef Tishrei, b'yom shenivra. The lakach lashon zeh of yamid b'mishpat. Where does that expression come from? The tefillah is always borrowing from lashonos of Tanakh, of Sukkim. Yamid b'mishpat. Where does that expression come? Yamid b'mishpat. Hashem shekasuv melech b'mishpat yamid aretz. That's Yamid Aretz, Yamid Bamishpat. It says, Im Kivanim, Im Kavadim, the paragraph of Yom HaSalam, whether children or Avadim. What's the idea? Yoma, Lo Yodanu, Im Tidinenu Al Inyan Shanu Banecha, Shenem Banam Atam Shemokechem. The din is coming from the perspective of how did a child act toward the father. Oh, Tidinenu Al Inyan Shanu Avadecha, or the din is going to focus on that which we have a relationship of Avadim. How did the Eved treat his master? Shememar, Kiliv Neso Avadim. We are Banim, we are Avadim. The Ein Derech Lerachim Al Ha'Eved Kemen. There's generally more Rachmanis for a father has for a child than a master has for an Eved. So therefore, we obviously are preferring the din should be like a Ben. Im Kivanim Tidinenu. Then we ask Rachamenu Kirachim Al Vabanim. Show us rachamim, like a father shows his children. Kolom alamud at tabekach. This is the way you're used to. This is your habit, your way. Ki ken hamadavid av shalom. Ki rachem av abanim. Richam Hashem al yirei. Of a pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Gimel. So we see the pasuk is expressing the idea. We have this in Aslichus. Ki rachem av abanim. Right. That's comes from the pasuk in Tehillim. Ki rachem av abanim. Richam Hashem al yirei. V'derech ha'av ha'merachem al bino. The way is a father who has mercy for the child. Sometimes the father is a little tougher, disciplines his child. And sometimes the father is a little more mushy and appeases. Ka'amro, he calms down. Notice, hitil hakasuv. The pasuk talks about ucha'av es ben, ben yochiach liyirtse. In other words, right in the middle of the pasuk, Abes Ben, it's written those three words in between Yochiach and Yirtse. Why? Ki pam Yochichenu pam Yirtsenu. Because the way of the father is sometimes they're a little more austere, a little more strict, more distant, the sense of discipline. Other times they're more close. V'chein derech habor Yisrael, so is with Kodesh Baruch Hu as well. Hu shekasuv, like the pasuk says in Tanakh and Yeshaya. At the end of Yeshaya, ki v'kitzpi hi kisich, u'birtzoni richamtich. Out of my anger I struck you, and with my ratzon I had mercy on you. V'imlo zachinu, this is all in kivanim, which is our hope. V'imlo zachinu, shetidinenu kivanim, el kavadim, but even there we have some hope, even with an avadim. Kama adonim yesh rachmanim, not all, but there are many masters who are also merciful on their servants, shemerachamim ala avadim, v'al kein, even with that, enenu l'chas l'yos, and again, the expression is based on the pasuk that we find in Tanakh, in Tehillim, kemosh ha'kosuv sh'amar David, in one of the Shir HaMalos, what does it say? Hineich eni avadim al yad adonehem, ke'enei shivcha el yad yivirta, concludes the pasuk, kein enenu el Hashem el kema sheyichanenu. And notice how Derech Agav here, we're getting a feeling for how the psukim are the basis for so many of the lashonos of the davening. Something we should be aware of, especially when we use the Masechta of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, to understand the origins of the expressions, and we appreciate it much more when we understand where everything comes from. And the idea is, in Enel Chatuluyos, like the pasuk says here in Shir HaMalos, in the Kuf Chav Gimel, Kein Yisimcha Yagivit, Kein Einenu El Shemokin, Ad Sheyichanenu, Ad Sheyichanenu. That's exactly what we say. We Einenu Chatuluyos, Ad Sheyichanenu, and then we conclude this Sotzi Chalam Mishpatenu, and we say our Yom Kadosh. Okay. Maybe come back at the end of Shiel more in Yom Kadosh.